This happened in the summer 2007 in the Rocky Mountains National Park. I was working on one of the trails in the park when I heard this woman screaming. It was an unusual scream, not like one of fear or pain, more like a high-pitched shriek. I hurried to where it came from and found this young woman standing on a rock ledge about 20 feet above the ground. She was screaming and pointing at something in the ravine below her. I looked over the edge of the cliff and saw what appeared to be this large ape-like creature walking away down into the ravine. I stood there for a moment trying to figure out what it could have been, but couldn't come up with any logical explanation other than some type of black bear. The creature had these very broad shoulders, long dark hair, and walked upright. It seemed much larger than any normal-sized bear that I've seen in these mountains. The thought crossed my mind, am I seeing a Sasquatch? The young lady came down off her perch on top of the rock and approached me, shaking badly with fear still showing clearly on her face. When she got close enough for me to hear what she was saying, I noticed that she had an Australian accent. So I asked her if she was lost and if she needed help going back to her campground or cabin nearby. She said no, that she wasn't lost, but rather that thing chased her up onto the ledge where we were standing just a moment earlier. What thing? I asked. That big, hairy, man-like animal, she replied. Are you sure it wasn't just a bear? I said. But I knew in my gut what I just saw. I walked her to my vehicle and drove her back to her camp. She was staying with a group of friends who were all from Australia on some kind of tour. She had got separated from her hiking group and wound up almost falling off this cliff. I tried to get more information out of her, but she was still really shaken up and afraid to talk about it any further. I decided not to press the issue because she was just so shook up. The craziest thing is that I saw this thing too. This woman was not lying, I know that for a fact. It was a Sasquatch. I dropped her off at camp and I drove down to that ravine where I last saw it. It was pretty dense forest there, so I didn't see any sign of it, but the whole area smelled like hot garbage. I was about a quarter mile into the ravine where I parked my car, and I decided to turn around. It took me like 20 minutes to go a quarter mile in this part of the park because of the rugged terrain. I turned around and started heading back to my car. Then after a few minutes of going back, I hear this loud siren-type sound, followed by these three short, throaty grunts. Never heard anything like this before, and we don't have any sirens out here. I knew that this thing was close, or could sense me nearby. I continued on towards my car, and when I finally got to my car, I heard that loud siren sound once again, followed by what sounded like a tree snapping in half. That was by far the craziest day I've had as a park ranger. This happened when I was a ranger at a state park in Florida. I was working the front desk at the park office, and it was a pretty slow night. I had been watching some TV on my computer when all of a sudden I heard something outside that sounded like a person screaming for help. It didn't sound like an animal, and it wasn't anything mechanical or man-made. The closest thing I can compare it to is someone screaming as if they were being murdered. My first thought was that someone must be in trouble outside, so I grabbed my flashlight and headed out back towards where the screams were coming from. It was coming from behind our maintenance building, which is located near the back entrance of our campground. There are no cabins there, just campsites. When I got there, nothing seemed amiss, but then suddenly whatever made that noise screamed again. Only this time it was much closer to me. I walked over to this trailhead, and that's when I see these kids' clothes on the trail folded up nicely. It looked like clothing of a small boy. A white shirt, red jeans, and blue shoes all stacked on top of each other. I thought it was odd, but then I heard the screaming again. It was coming from this patch of woods just behind the trailhead where these clothes were. The screaming sounded like it was an adult trying to sound like a child. It had this high-pitched shrillness that made me feel uneasy. I continued on this trail further into the woods, looking for whoever was making this noise. when suddenly something ran past me in my peripheral vision. And as I stood there, I could tell that the screaming was coming from a tape recorder or some type of audio device that was stuck on a loop. At first, I thought maybe someone decided to play some sort of sick joke on me. But that's when I turned around and I got the hell out of there. I went back to the ranger station until my shift ended the following morning. I went back out the next morning and I went to that same trailhead where I found those kids' clothes and they were gone. My partner and I were called to meet at the ranger station in Oak Mountain State Park. We were Alabama State Troopers and they needed some help looking for someone. A young man got separated from his hiking group that spring morning, and they had been unable to find him. When we got there, we set up a perimeter and went over things with the rangers and others searching. We headed out to the spot where he was last seen, and everyone took off in different directions, calling and searching through the brush on the ground. I was leading a small group of three down one of the trails and spotted something moving in the distance. It was down a ravine off to the side of the path, maybe about 30 feet ahead of us. Our path would take us right by it, but I didn't want to get anyone's hopes up. I simply told everyone to just stop moving. I slowly inched down the path, looking into the brush. I couldn't make out what it was, so I called out the young man's name in case it had been him hiding there from some animal or something. The rustling suddenly stopped. I was sure that we found him. I waved off the search party so that we wouldn't overwhelm whoever was in the bushes. I kept getting closer with my hand to my waist just in case a bear or something jumped on me. But then I saw it. Two beady black eyes staring out the path directly at me. I froze. It was a large creature. There was a large branch that it was holding onto with one hand. Human-like, but covered in red fur with much longer fingers. The branch stuck out at me like a weapon, as if this creature was warning me to stay back. I wanted to, but I wanted so badly to see exactly what this thing was. Then from over the hill, I heard that they had found the young man. I snapped out of my staring contest and started to back up slowly. The creature put down the branch and its hand disappeared into the brush. But I could still see it looking at me. My partner was yelling down for me to hurry up, but I kept backing up slowly until whatever it was turned and crawled away through the brush and further into the ravine. I only saw its eyes and its hand, and I could only imagine how tall it was. I asked the missing young man if he encountered anything. He said that he was being followed by something or someone ever since he got separated from his group. He said that it just kept pushing him away further from his group. He thought it was a bear or some other type of large animal that was stalking him. I was with my partner parked near the entrance to Black Creek State Forest in upstate New York. We were troopers and we had decided to take a short break from driving on the highways to get some clean air. The good thing about working nights was the ability to sometimes just sit and wait for a call from dispatch. And this night, we both had the windows down because it was the beginning of summer. My partner was telling me about her husband's new job, and I was talking about my wife's birthday party. And we were just talking and laughing until our radios suddenly became buggy. First it went static and I thought we were getting a call, but then it was becoming more like a squeak or a shriek. And the louder it got, the more aggressive it sounded. We looked at each other, and my partner picked up the radio and tried to speak into it. But it sent back such loud interference, I thought we were going to go deaf. That's when, above the tree line, we both noticed this bright light coming from the woods, like an extremely bright flashlight. It was white, but not blinding, and it seemed to be pulsating like a heartbeat. At first, we didn't know what to do, but then we realized it was in the middle of the night, so maybe someone was lost in that forest. We started getting out of the car to investigate. I tried to radio again, but it was met with an even louder interference. My ears were ringing, and this time it was outside, so it echoed until it was lost in the air. Whatever it was, it started moving towards us. almost running towards us through the trees in a zigzag pattern. We stopped and pulled our weapons, standing our ground as this thing aggressively shot around from tree to tree. There was no way it was a person, and no animal was carrying this sort of light. My partner backed up and climbed into the vehicle, hitting the radio in the car over and over trying to get it working. More interference came before the light just stopped again in front of us, now behind a row of trees. The light was still pulsing, but above now we could see that it was surrounded by metal. On the very top, it looked like there was a bubble. And in that bubble, I just saw the top of something's head, bald and white. There were no eyes visible or anything. As fast as it appeared in front of our car, it took off straight up into the sky. We saw it hover for a moment. Then it just took off and disappeared into the sky with no trail or trace that it had flown away. I got back into the vehicle and my partner was still freaking out. I tried to speak, but there was so much interference coming from the radio. Then the interference stopped. After our ears were covered in silence, we noticed that there were no birds or crickets or anything really making noise. No other cars had passed, and we had no idea if anyone else saw what we had just seen. After that, we never parked by that forest again. I just thought others might have seen the same thing, but there were no other reports from that night. I worked as a ranger at a state park in northern Minnesota for several years. I had heard stories from other rangers about strange things they had seen, but until my own encounter, I didn't really believe them. It was late fall and the park really wasn't that busy, so I decided to work an extra day by myself. There were still some campers staying at the far end of the park who hadn't packed up yet, so I decided to go check on them before dark. I drove down past the beach area where there's a small trail that goes into the woods. It's about a half mile hike through the thick pines. As soon as I turned onto this road, something made me stop and listen. It was almost like everything stopped moving around me. There wasn't any wind and it was dead quiet except for one bird chirping off in the distance. Then all of a sudden it stopped too. I started getting this eerie feeling that something wasn't right, so I got out of my truck with my pistol in hand, and I walked down towards where these campers were supposed to be camping. No one was there. The only thing left behind were two Coleman stoves sitting side by side with no tents or people anywhere near them. Then all of a sudden, from behind me, came this crashing sound from deep within the woods, which startled me enough that I ran back to my truck. When I looked back to where the sound was coming from, what appeared to be this giant wolf creature came running out of the trees straight towards me. The animal's stride looked so odd compared to any normal wolf or dog. It was doing a combination of running on all fours and then standing up on its hind legs as it was coming towards me. The animal's fur was a dark brownish-black color and seemed to have some sort of mange or scabies-type skin condition because it looked very patchy in places, especially around the face area where there were open sore-looking spots on its muzzle. I quickly got into my truck and backed out onto the main road. Then, when I looked back towards where this creature came from, it had stopped running and now was just standing there watching me. After a few minutes of sitting in my truck with my pistol aimed at this thing, it turned and walked back into the woods. I finally drove back to the main area of the park and told some other rangers about what had happened. And they said, finally, someone else saw it too. I asked them, what did you guys see? And they said, we saw what you saw. They had seen the same wolf-like creature that I had seen, but from a different vantage point. They told me that this thing comes into the park every so often and has been spotted by visitors as well as other rangers. I never saw this animal up close again after that. But there were times when I would hear strange sounds coming from deep within the woods, which sounded like this animal.